Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Welcome to today's Kartik Inspirations. Our theme is miracles in Braj. And miracles are always something which is beyond the ordinary. Today we will hear about the extraordinary determination of some of the saints of Braj. We will hear about the great soul Manohar Das Baba. Manohar Das Baba was born in 1847, and then in 1893 he heard in a dream a voice, "Go to Govindakund in Vrindavan and perform bhajan." From the time he arrived, he took full-heartedly to japa and remembering Krishna. That's all what he did, chanting the holy name and remembering Krishna. And towards the end of his life, he had personal insight of the Leela. He witnessed the pastimes of Radha and Krishna with his own eyes and wrote a book called Vaidakti Vilas from it. Listen to his tremendous determination. He slept only for 1 hour a day. As his food, he baked some roti, this is something like a chapati, a bread, and cooked a little soup from neem tree leaves and waters. That was all. He bowed down to everyone he met, and he was so renounced that even the other sadhus who practiced bhajan were surprised. Once he was offered a mosquito net, but he said, "Mosquito does not do any harm to us. It only helps us in bhajan to keep away the sleep." One night in the winter, it was so cold that his body shivered because he only had a torn blanket to cover himself and created obstruction in bhajan. So he was so angry with the body that he went and plunged into the ice-cold water of Govindakund. There was another sadhu nearby, and he said, "Why do you do this?" And he said, "The body has begun to ask for more. It must be disciplined." Now, an ordinary person will get very harsh and hard-hearted when he practices such a regimen. Not Manohar Baba. Because of his divine visions, he was so friendly and so kind that he greeted everyone. Towards the end of his life, he started to make himself a cave and lived in the cave. And once he commented on bhajan, he said, "One must become strong in bhajan by practicing complete dependence on Krishna and totally surrendering to him. Only then one becomes free from the worries and anxieties, and the mind becomes calm." This reminds us of a verse from the third canto. For as long as people do not accept your safe lotus feet, which remove all fear, they will experience fear, lamentation, anxiety, defeat, and immense greed for the body and so on. So, yes, someone who has practiced dependence on Krishna and surrenders to him, he gains something so valuable. It is more valuable than anything the world can give and also take away from him. And that's why he becomes calm, joyful like a little child, friendly to all, and so on. Let's practice in the month of Kartik a little bit this dependence on Krishna. We can do so by offering our light, and with our light we can offer to the Lord our devotion, our heart, and so on. Thank you, and see you very soon for the next Kartik inspiration.
Hare Rama.